In Pennsylvania, the state's attorney general is defending a law intended to crack down on child pornography online. The law says internet service providers must help prevent computer users from accessing sites that are believed to contain child pornography. But civil liberties groups have sued to overturn the law. They say it has ended up shutting down thousands of web pages that are completely harmless. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Webmaster Laura Blaine first learned about this law the hard way. She noticed that people were suddenly unable to look at the website she runs for the Shishiquin Ulster Recreation Center in northeastern Pennsylvania. Even she could not see her own website, and it took a lot of detective work to figure out why.
I called my ISP, I called Epix, and a tech support person there told me that it was being blocked by Epix. And they didn't know how long it would be blocked. They couldn't tell me why it was being blocked.
Blaine learned that internet service providers, or ISPs, had been told to block access to specific sites containing child porn, and somehow Blaine's site had been caught up in the dragnet. This was not due to confusing references to children on the site. Sean Connolly of the Attorney General's office says the law doesn't work that way.
We give the ISP a specific web address for a specific site and ask that that child pornography site be blocked.
Civil liberties groups support the spirit of the law, but they say it shows the state is profoundly confused about how the web works. Stephen Presser of the Pennsylvania ACLU is suing to overturn the statute. He says it takes a scattershot approach in an effort to block a handful of websites.
Over 800,000 websites, none of which contain any illicit material, and in fact all of which contain constitutionally protected material, have been also blocked because the Commonwealth doesn't understand that many websites reside under a single Internet Protocol address.
The Internet Protocol address is the number your computer looks for when you type in, say, yahoo.com. Presser says that by ordering service providers to block specific numbers, the state has been sweeping up lots of innocent sites.
And so if you block an address that has multiple websites on it, you're going to take them all down, even though there's only one criminal amongst them.
The state says the problem of overblocking is largely a technical issue they feel they can resolve. Sean Connolly says that despite any flaws, the law has helped block access to 500 child porn sites, and he's skeptical about the claims that lots of innocent people have also been affected.
If hundreds of thousands of legitimate sites were being blocked, we think we would have heard about it. That's just not happening in Pennsylvania.
Civil liberties groups say not necessarily. People can't complain about what they can't see and may not know what they're missing. But even if the technical issues are resolved, civil libertarians say this law makes the same critical mistakes that have led courts to strike down other laws, turning internet service providers into law enforcement and filtering the web for users. Instead, these groups are urging law enforcement to stick to the tried and true approach of finding and arresting child pornographers. Larry Abramson, NPR News.